Anyhow, this is the Taylor Report, CIUT 89.5 FM. And something else I want to make sure that we say something about. The Globe and Mail on the weekend, Phil, you saw it.
Yes.
it chose to warn Canadians about a wonderful website called Global Research, which, by the way, we just referred to it. Diana Johnson, brilliant author of great books. She has her own opinion. The Globe may not agree. But they sideswipe Global Research by consulting with NATO. They called NATO and say, NATO, what do you think of this? And NATO says, we think it might be a Russian or pro-Syria thing. So my question is this for the Globe. One of the words, phrases that runs through their article is conspiracy theory, conspiracy theory, conspiracy, because that's supposed to tell you, oh, don't go near it. That might be a conspiracy theory. On page one, today's Globe, their writer in Africa is talking about Zimbabwe, and he said, there are many conspiracy theories. And then he outlines them, and then he says, they're credible. Each of those has some credibility. That's the way it is with conspiracy theories. But the issue really is, where is the Canadian journalists and all those who believe in a free press and freedom of opinion who are saying to the Globe, do not call the cops to get your opinions about free speech or somebody's opinions? Why are we talking to somebody who's apparently at a military base in Estonia or somewhere? That seemed to be where one of them was. And for opinion about whether or not Global Research might be pro-Russian or somehow helping the Russians. A simple point would be that we're all pro-Russian, aren't we? I'm not anti-Russian. Is there something – I'm not anti-American. If you're opposed to the policies, that's what you talk about. If you're in favor of the policies, you talk about that. But the idea to use the expression pro-Russian seems to me we're already pretty deep into the jungle – because it's irrational, totally irrational. And it says that the opening paragraph says about Global Research that NATO has Global Research in its sights. NATO is a military alliance. It has Mr. Chasudowski and Global Research in its sights. So I want to know, is Canada a member of NATO? If it is, I want them to go immediately and say, leave Canadian journalists alone. Actually, in Canada, they are permitted. Mr. Chasudowski is a retired professor. He's coherent. He knows what he thinks. He's a peace advocate.
He actually has a title, Professor Emeritus, yes, which is an honored title in this society.
Yes, it is. And the... So if Canada is a member of NATO, they say they are, well, where's our representation? Somebody phoned that idiot who was commenting on that site and tell them that they mind their own business, that actually we practice freedom of speech. Maybe NATO doesn't like that. Maybe NATO doesn't like the opinions of a Canadian writer, professor. But the idea that you can talk to some guy in a uniform. If he's not in a uniform, he's, by the way, you know, passing, which he shouldn't be allowed to do. He's working at NATO headquarters. And they're collecting information. Well, good for them, except that they better mind their own damn business. People, if we're not going to have the opportunity to say what we think, based on the information, one of the key points in the article focuses on the issue of the was there a sarin gas attack in a little town controlled by ISIS, by the way, by terrorists in that neighborhood. Was there an attack that came from the Syrian Air Force? The Prime Minister of Canada, on the day that we heard about this, said, well, that's terrible. There should be an investigation to determine who was responsible, and then action should be taken. That was a very brainy thing to do. I don't know if NATO had looked into him. I don't know if they checked out the Canadian Prime Minister. That is what he said. But 48 hours later, 36, who's counting, the prime minister changed his opinion and endorsed the bombing of Syria. Bombing of Syria. You want to know what Mr. Chossudovsky's motivation was? He wants peace. He, like any other rational person, said, show me the evidence. Show me a proper investigation. Then we can talk about such things, which is exactly what the prime minister said. What we ought to ask NATO is, did you phone our prime minister and tell him to get on side, or did he just flip-flop because he's scared to death?